Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey Road Trippin' fans, homage t-shirts are as ferocious as the dunks or bangouts Richard and Channing throw down from time to time, and their softness can't even be matched. Homage has been turning back the clock with throwback tees for years. From the NBA to the Ultimate Warrior, you know, the tee that LeBron wore on the plane after leading the Cavs to its first title the city had seen in over 50 years. Well, Homage tells the stories of triumph, individualism, and hustle, preserving the old school and creating new legacies. Go to homage.com, that's H-O-M-A-G-E, and pay homage with your favorite tee. Be sure to check out the NBA Jam tees and one exclusively made for me and you. Better yet, three other tees designed specific to the Road Trippin' fam you'll want to check out. We're Road Trippin' at homage.com.
Well, typically we start with wine glasses.
No.
And a nice little cheers.
No.
But this episode of Road Trippin', Richard versus Channing, I'm your host, Allie Clifton, is the day after our experience in Napa. So
it's
I'm, of course,
amazing.
Rolling with Team Channing. Yeah. And our guest here, we'll get into Napa in a second, for the first time ever.
Jetty. Young Rook.
Osman. What's up?
CD. Is that what everybody calls you?
Yeah.
CD? That is what everyone calls
you. Most of the time they call me CD. And for example, like they're asking to sign something. Yeah. And they go like, CD, can you sign this? I was like, when you learn my name, I can sign it, you know?
Like a little squiggly line above the C so that people know it's not the C stand.
Yeah, like from the draft night, they was calling me CD. And then like when I come here and
being around,
they started calling me Jetty. Actually, they was asking me how my name pronounced, so
yeah.
I just tell them. Because in Turkey, like C, they read as a... like G, you know, like J, like Jetty. So that's why it's
so
confusing.
Now, 6 million people know. Don't call him CD. His name is Jetty.
That is the first time I ever, you're the first person I ever knew where the letter C is pronounced J.
How many Turkish people do you know?
Not many. Not many.
So Jetty, what's up, man? Give us the whole quick rundown of how your rookie year is going so far.
Oh, my rookie year is going like... really, really good. I mean, I don't have actually a lot of problems about being rookie. You know, like I'm doing just some little stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
You're pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Nothing hard. And you know, I think that if you're coming to the league, you have to have experience also, like being rookie,
doing some stuff.
So I think that's the thing that I enjoy a lot
right now.
Right. And so I have to enjoy every year, and I'm lucky that I'm part of the Cavs family and
doing that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very well thought out answer.
Yeah.
So tell us how you really feel. Tell us how you really feel.
No, okay. So like, you know, ups and downs. How do you like? I think somebody asked you, are you scared when you get in there? Are you nervous? So like, you know, you come in and really like when we won that streak. You're a big part. You know, you're still in the rotation. Everybody except for about 4 or 5 people is in the rotation. So, like...
and you're a part of that.
Yeah. So, you know, what was your attitude coming in towards the year for, like, playing and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like, they've been asking me if I'm scared or something. And then I said, like, I'm not scared because, like, that's what I was working for.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm playing professional since I was 12, so I was being paid.
Which is so crazy.
I was being paid when I was 12.
What?
Yeah. So that's why I've been working a lot for this job to play in the NBA, and that's why I said that I'm not scared and right. I don't have to fear from anything. So I was just always trying to do my best right. for the team, and as a rookie, trying to bring the energy
right.
to the team. And
you do be running around like a crazy man out there. It's good, though. It's good.
I was always like that since five.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a brother.
Brother?
He's older, than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's,
what's his name?
20, Janet.
What?
Janet.
Oh, no. Janet.
He's also with the C.
Oh.
But Janet.
John F?
At.
At R. Janet.
Oh.
R. Janet.
Janner.
Yeah.
Spell it. Oh, how would Janner. You spell it? Spell it.
C-A-N-E-R.
Oh, Janner.
Yeah, but
it's a C.
It's C, and because of that is G. Yeah, Janner.
So okay, how about I ask you this way? What has been the biggest shock to you? Because I observe you a lot during games and practices, and I have an observation. Observation for you. But what's been the biggest shock for you? Whether it's being around certain guys or the lifestyle or...
Probably my biggest shock was the first game in the preseason.
Yeah.
When Shump gets injured.
Yeah.
And when the coach calls my name. So I didn't expect, because like that was first game. Mm-hmm. And like if I remember, it was first quarter, and I didn't expect, because there was Kyle also.
Right, right, right.
And when he calls my name, that was probably time when I was like really shocked, and I was really, really excited because I didn't expect to get in the game that early.
What is it like playing? I know this sounds like a crazy question, but what is it like playing with LeBron?
I mean, that's the question that everybody's asking me. And it's, for me, as a rookie and being the part of this team, which we have a lot of all-star players, you know, and we have a lot of players who got a lot of experience. And being in this team as a rookie and being the part of the rotation is really a big thing for me. And share the court mm-hmm. with LeBron is... Of course, like the thing that everybody's imagined, that everybody wants to do, and that's why I feel special, and that's why thinking about this, and I'm working really hard, because whenever I'm playing with LeBron, D-Wade, with everybody, with all my teammates, I know that I have to be ready, because we have a lot of guys who can see the passes very yeah, well, yeah. So that's why I have to work on my shots and a lot of things, and of course it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough basketball.
Enough basketball. Yeah. Let's move
what's
on.
What's your favorite food? You gotta switch gears here. What's your favorite food, big fella?
My favorite food is so there is a manta. That's yep. a Turkish food.
Yep.
Actually, it's not Turkish. This is actually Serbian food.
Yeah.
So that's my grandmother was making before, and now my mom
right.
is making. It's really good, a meat.
Yep.
And you ate with the yogurt,
right.
And it's really, so it's really
meat
good.
Meat and yogurt.
Hmm? Meat and yogurt?
Meat and yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a special food.
Okay.
Serbian food. And
so shout out to all the Serbians. And your what's the name of it? What's the name of the food?
Manta.
Manta.
Manta.
Somebody sent Jenny some manta.
Can you cook?
Can I what?
Can you cook?
Can I cook? No.
No.
No.
Who's here with you in America?
Right now I'm alone.
Oh. Aww.
My parents were here.
Yeah, yeah, I saw them. Shout out to the Osmonds.
Yeah, my parents were here, and they went back because... my brother's wife was pregnant.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
The first?
Yeah, the first.
And, congrats, Janir.
And that's why I'm alone now. Yeah. But probably they will come again February or March.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. But we're traveling so much. Your schedule's
yeah. Anyway, crazy. Like this month in January, we have a lot of trips. Yeah. So I'm okay. Yeah. And I'm just learning because when we moved to Turkey, I was always with my parents. Right. And right now I'm just learning, you know, to
you
handle it myself.
You are technically only 22, which is amazing.
It's amazing.
When's your birthday?
8th April.
8th April?
Yeah.
Yeah. They say it different.
What else do you say different?
You guys say it's for a month, right?
Yeah.
April 8th. And we say like
8th April?
Yeah. 8th April.
Oh. It's okay. What else has been different?
What
when
else?
It comes to
Jenny
stuff like
loves
that.
Time difference.
Music.
Time. Oh, yeah. What is
Jenny
the time difference?
Jenny loves rap music.
You love rap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love rap. I was – so I play with a lot of American players also in my previous club.
Uh-huh.
And they were always listening to rap music, of course. Yeah. And I love
so
rap music. And I listen, obviously, here a lot.
Yeah.
If we pull up your playlist right now. Give me your top 5 songs on your playlist.
Yep, got them Turkish songs out there, boy. Shout out to the Turkish rappers. Shout them out.
I don't listen
five
Turkish
songs.
Rap.
Who do you listen to? Croatian rap.
No. I listen only like
American
rap. Yeah.
What were you listening to today?
What I would listen today?
Yeah.
Mm. What if I check on my phone and tell you?
Nope. You got last song you had.
What if I check
the last? The last song, I think it was Drake, Passion Fruit.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Jenny, I mean, that's...
If you guys watch Jenny...
That's not right.
So, like, no, it's not really. It's all right, though. If you watch him, he knows all the dance moves, but he just does it so quietly that nobody really notices, but I notice.
What do you mean? You
he got
dance?
All the moves. Not dance like that. But he got all the, like, hand signals and moves. The young kids, his ears to the, he's hip to game.
Do you like practice?
Do I like practice? Yeah.
In your bathroom mirror?
No, not basketball practice.
Practice your
practice,
dance moves.
Today was the first time we actually went 5-on-5 since I think training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys looked good when you scrimmaged. You looked like you went to Napa the day before.
Oh, man. Well, the first of all, the court is slippery.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to get hurt. We're all 33 and above.
Except Jenny.
And that was crazy, like 5-on-5, no stops, no free throws, no out of bounds, anything. Just
nothing. Just go.
Just street
just
basketball.
Get up and run. Yeah, it's
street
called
basketball.
Sweat it out.
Did you play street basketball as a kid? Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Turkey?
Yeah, I played a lot. So when I started to play basketball, I was like, I had a lot of energy as a kid. And when I started to play basketball, I started as a hobby, you know? So
as a what?
As a hobby.
Oh, a hobby.
Hobby.
Hobby. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad. This happened the same thing with Napa Wally.
Oh, Valley?
Napa Wally. Yeah.
And then I, wait, what?
Napa Wally.
Yeah, he says.
I mean, I said it like that, but it's actually Napa Wally, right?
Valley.
And I was like, Wally. That's a
roasted
thing.
You.
Yeah.
Napa Wally.
Yeah, how did you like your experience in Napa?
It was really good. I don't drink alcohol, but it was a good experience for me to learn how they make it.
Yeah.
And it was a good experience to meet those people and to listen to them.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun, and that was a nice food.
Did you blend wines, though? Did you partake in the blending at the end that we all did?
Yeah. I tried to do it on my own, but, you know, of course.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Channing, what did you think of it? It's kind of the first time that...
I loved it. This summer, I went to Healdsburg, which is a 30-minute drive, I think, south. It's a newer, smaller town. And the same thing happened. I had a great time. I think Napa is just a bigger town. It's just so amazing. Like, you know, I'm really into wine, and I'm, you know, practicing to be a sommelier when I'm older.
Oh, what?
Sommelier.
What's that?
Like the wine.
That's a good question.
Hotels. The wine expert at like restaurants.
Oh, really? That's what you want to?
No, I'm totally joking. But I just say as much wine as this team drinks. It's like you got to learn. You
it's
know,
so
it's
true.
That was a good thing. There was no any like phone service, so just.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you would just concentrate to the wine.
Yeah. There wasn't any phone service.
Yeah,
Well, you're up on a mountain, and then they like they want you to not be on your phone. They want you to pay attention, to listen, to talk.
And that was a good one.
It's great. That's part of the whole wine thing. It's like, you know, we just sit, drink, talk. You know, get
team
to know
bond.
Each other. Team bond. We do. I tell Jetty, first of all, my 13 years, this is the first time I've ever diverted a whole road trip to go somewhere.
That's a lie.
Where?
Well, after you guys won a championship.
The season was over. The season was over.
I'm just saying, it's the first time an NBA team had stopped in Vegas on their flight home. Yeah.
Well, we did live in Cleveland, so it was like...
Yeah, I heard it. After the game, you left to Vegas, right?
Yep. Vegas?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Is that what he said?
No, he said Vegas. But it's okay. You have an accent. I'm giving you a hard time. No, but that was amazing. But you're like, here's the thing, and I tell everybody about this.
Jenny, he's being a punk.
Yes. You're so exhausted. And then it's just like you're hyped up. But then people don't understand champagne. Like after about 10 minutes of drinking champagne, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so tired.
That's the one thing I learned, though, yesterday was I didn't know. I kept wondering why every stop we made, they were giving you champagne upon arrival. And I was like, I thought we were on a wine tour.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand the whole.
Something light, something helps your palate. You know.
So they were giving champagne instead of wine?
Yeah. So like right, you know, when we arrived at each venue, the glasses that they would give you right away.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. That champagne that they gave us was unbelievable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sparkling wine. As far as I know, I think champagne is from the Champagne region of somewhere. And I think sparkling wine is wine that has been bubbles. Like, you get the bubbles by, like, turning it and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's, yeah. It's weird. I think that's right.
No, that was the only one that I tried. Did you tell, what was the
brand?
No. Yeah, when we're in a brand, you said, what was. You said me to take the wine.
Oh, yeah, the cab.
Yeah, was the only one that I tried take one sip, but it was kind of good.
It's different. Yeah, for your first wine. I mean, it's not like you're drinking box wine. My first wine was a Franzia bag.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm, all that.
All right, Jenny, I think that this would be a cool opportunity for you to teach Channing some Turkish.
Some Turkish.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I'm cool.
Teach me some Turkish, and I'm going to butcher it. Not on purpose, but just because.
Say whatever you want. We won't judge.
Just say, like, shout out to the – I've been to Turkey. I've been to Istanbul.
Really?
It's beautiful. It's crazy how, like, you have downtown Istanbul, which is, like, I'm going to say, to me, I remember it being a lot like downtown Chicago, like high-rises. Mm-hmm. But then – you go outside the city, not so much. It was like, you know,
so
farmland.
And probably it's the only city in the world that you can see with naked eye the Asian side.
Oh, wow.
With what?
You can see
naked
another
eye.
Country.
Like,
what separates
naked
you
eye.
Guys? Yeah, what separates you guys?
Like,
what's that? It's not, it's a sea, right? What sea is that?
Yeah, it's a Mediterranean Sea. The
Mediterranean Sea separates them. So, like, if you're on a building, you look over this bridge, that's
yeah, you can see the Asian side. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So teach us some Turkish.
So first of all, I start with Nasılsın.
Nasılsın.
Yeah, it's mean like, how are you?
Really?
Yeah.
Nasılsın, my dog.
And then you'll be saying like, İyiyim.
İyiyim.
Sen nasılsın.
İyiyim. Nasılsın.
No,
sen nasılsın.
İyiyim sen nasılsın.
Yeah, sen nasılsın.
Sen nasılsın.
Yeah. Look,
what does that mean?
Turkish is probably one of the hardest languages to learn. It's really hard because they have really strange letters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's really tough. So
so what did you just say right there?
I said, how are you? And you, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you...
Go ahead.
Okay, hi, how are you? How do you say good night?
İyi geceler.
İyi geceler? İyi geceler.
İyi geceler.
İyi geceler.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, no, that's really nice.
No, see?
Do you dream in American or do you dream in Turkish?
Well, that's a good question.
What does that mean?
So when people talk in your dreams, do they talk to you in English or do they talk to you in Turkish?
They talk on Turkish.
Yeah.
On Turkish.
See,
what is Turkish food, though? Like, I'm really like,
so
Turkish cuisine.
They have it's not only one. They have a lot of special foods. Yeah, let's say they have probably heard about kebab.
Yeah. Kebabs?
Yeah.
Kebabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have...
So meat on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. <Yes. laughs> It's meat on a stick and yes. It's like really long. Yeah.
Oh,
it's really long?
I told yeah, like, you this. Jetty, all of a sudden, as soon as Jetty started playing, I went to like my, you know, the little magnifying glass on your Instagram. And all of a sudden, we're getting all these Turkish things, like Turkish dancing, Turkish food, Turkish, like, sports stuff. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And it's you. So I'm looking at all these Turkish foods, these Turkish delights, this thing that looks like a cake.
Probably heard about baklava, too.
Baklava. Oh,
that's,
yes. I am not a fan of baklava.
That's yeah. the best delight dessert they have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially... with ice cream?
Yeah. And why do you say they? You are they. You know them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
You can say we.
Because I'm here, that's why.
Oh, okay.
Because
oh,
I'm oh, here, oh. That's why I was talking
is
like...
Is there any Turkish food joints in Cleveland?
Yeah. There's a couple places. When I first came in Cleveland, the third day I think I left. Okay. I mean, I go to the restaurant and my... One of my friends told me about that when he was, because he played before here in Cleveland. Right. Sammy Erden, maybe you heard about him, maybe not.
Who?
Sammy Erden. He played in Cleveland.
Sammy Erden?
Yeah.
I wasn't here.
What year?
Probably maybe three or four years ago.
Sammy Erden?
Must have been before that. This is my sixth year. Played for the Cavs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay,
so
go on.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah,
good?
He helped me. Yeah, it was really good, and it was a soup, baklavas, and
right.
So I was really happy.
Kebabs.
Yeah,
kebabs.
Oh, doner.
What is that?
Doner is a. It's on a stick. I guess.
Turkish food, meat on a stick.
It's on a stick, but like it's really big meat.
Oh, dude, the thing that they make euros
like,
from. Yeah, dude. I'm, oh, God.
Turning.
What is your...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember him.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and it was a year before I got here.
Yeah.
Here.
So he told me about the restaurant. And actually, I just went one time because then my parents comes. And actually, my mom was cooking all the time. So.
Oh, man.
So,
well, dude, do you get mad love from like two Turkish people? We love you from Turkey.
Do I get what?
Love? Like, do you get a lot of love from the Turkish people?
Yeah. And no, seriously. So sometimes I'm reading on Twitter, you know, and there's a lot of people waking up and watching our games.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's so they just set alarms. They send me pictures.
Oh, it's crazy.
They set alarms. It's like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And they're watching our games. And no, it's really, that makes me really happy.
Right.
Because they're watching and supporting me.
Right.
And it's a big time difference.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's what? What's the time difference?
So right now, it's, I think 9 hours. 9 hours or 10 hours.
From here in Utah?
Yeah.
So it'd be six.
Okay.
So it's eight.
So.
It's 6 a.m.
It's 6 a.m. there, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's 6 a.m. But when we were in Cleveland,
right.
8 hours, I think.
Oh, okay.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that's why I was like, so when we woke up, they're going to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And when we just have practice and we're in a room, I was just sitting like this, and I can talk to anybody, you know, because everybody's sleeping.
Games, you need to get some video games.
How do you feel about video games?
I'm playing a lot of video games, PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. Actually, I tried to play Xbox, but I think that I like more PlayStation 4 than Xbox.
Are you not a PlayStation guy?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you're an Xbox guy.
Yeah.
What's one thing you've learned about Channing?
from the first day with the... RJ together, did a lot of joking, always smiling.
Always joking.
Yeah. And yeah, I learned that he's a big fan of Xbox. And
you can tell him what you really think, Jetty.
No, I mean, what I really think. And that he likes to drink a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I mean.
We have a team full of drinkers, so it just.
Responsibly.
Yeah, very responsibly. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you, what was the word you said? Hobby? Is that how you say it? Hobby? Hobby.
Yeah, I said first hobby. Yeah.
Hobby.
I said hobby. Yeah, hobby.
Hobby.
But it should be hobby, right?
Yeah, hobby.
Hobby.
Okay.
Okay, so other than play basketball in America when you're here, what do you do for fun?
Actually, I like to watch a lot of TV shows.
Oh, what do you watch?
So for now, I'm watching...
In English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Netflix.
Oh.
So I was watching The Flash.
Yeah.
Never seen it, heard of it.
It's good.
The Flash.
It's very solid.
Yeah. And so because I finished now with The Flash, actually I was looking for some new TV shows. But still nothing.
Yeah. Did you watch Green Arrow already?
Green Arrow? Yeah, I was watching just...
Parts?
Two seasons.
Yeah.
First two seasons, and then I just stopped. But actually, I should continue because it's going together with The Flash.
Right.
So that's why probably I will continue to watch from the third season.
Have you watched Daredevil or Luke Cage?
Daredevil. Luke Cage I thought, but it's... I mean, just going there and punching the people. I mean,
that's so far fetched compared to the guy who runs faster than the speed of time right now.
Okay, but I mean,
it's kind of boring.
Yeah,
Daredevil's
Daredevil is nice. Yeah. Daredevil is really nice.
The Punisher, that was good.
Yeah, I watched The Punisher.
Okay,
I watched The Punisher, so I'm waiting for a second season right now.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, Game of Thrones, no. So. I was watching The Walking Dead a little bit, but then...
Gives you anxiety.
Yeah, because I think now 7 or 8 seasons.
Yeah, it's too much.
And too much. Yeah, exactly, too much.
Jetty, I completely forgot to ask this question.
No.
Dude. No, I'm not going to ask that.
You're so nervous.
Yeah, he's so nervous about it.
No, I'm not. Yeah, come.
How is it being in the NBA and being Muslim? How is there any like challenges to that, or have you felt like everyone's been very accepting and like, you know, accommodating to your religious beliefs?
I mean, there were a lot of Muslims that played before
in
NBA, and now there's like except me, like there's Ersan, there's Omar Ashik. No, I think the everybody's. Everybody accepted really well because I mean, all of us are professionals, and everybody's respecting like the religions, So I don't think that there's any stress for me like being Muslim and playing in NBA because say like everybody's professional and everybody's respect everybody's religion.
What are you gonna do during Ramadan?
During the Ramadan, it's. So, for us, we're practicing and playing other sports is really tough. It's really hard because, so every year the time is changing. So every year you have to stay, like hungry longer and longer. So, can you imagine like working like crazy and then, like if you don't eat anything, like you cannot drink water, you cannot eat anything until from let's say 5 in the morning until 9. Yeah. PM, you know, so it's really tough, and so that's why, of course, like it's our holiday, big holiday, but unfortunately, I mean, the guys who are playing cannot do it because we're playing basketball or other sports. Yeah, definitely.
But dude, anything else before we wrap up? Anything for you? We got a little quick one. Dinner and stuff. Anything you want to tell the people? Do you have charities? Do you
want to
give a shout out? Read books.
I mean, I don't know. What can I say?
Anything.
Maybe if you guys ask me, I can answer better like that because right now, yeah. I mean.
Well, how about this? Do you have any charities? Like a charity like... like supporting the homeless or sick kids, or like, is there anything you donate
like
your money
in the community
to?
Anything?
When I was in Turkey, we did a couple things, like we did with the teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But of course, I'm always supporting, and I'm always trying to help, because you know, like, we have to also look from their sides,
right.
Like, instead of just looking from our sides,
right.
And we have to understand their situation, and we have to help everybody that we can help. So that's why I'm always ready to help.
Right.
And I mean, it's not just helping. I can just go and talk to them, and we can share a lot of things with them instead of just, you know.
Right. So no.
Hmm.
You can say, I haven't found one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you understand what I was trying to say.
I totally understand what you were trying to say, man. You're a good dude, Jetty. We appreciate your
thank
time,
you.
Big fella. Dude,
so
you
much.
Kept it short.
I
yeah.
Mean, thank you
yeah.
for calling
you know
me.
What?
It was
thanks,
a big
will
pleasure.
Come, will you come back on road tripping?
Yeah, definitely.
Who, if you could come back on road tripping with any other teammate, who would you come on with?
His buddy Z.
Yeah, can be with the Z.
Oh, man.
And
peas in a pod.
Can be Jay Crowder or IT.
Really?
Yeah.
Boston guys.
What does that mean? Actually, they're Cleveland guys.
No, I know, but you know what I mean.
I'm
no,
just kidding.
I'm having a lot of fun with those guys, because I feel good when I can just be there and when they talk in something and that I can understand, and when they ask me something, I'm just really happy that I can talk to them.
Yeah,
and,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's why, I mean, can be everybody. Right. I'll be really happy. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. So I'm going to ask you if you can sign us off of road tripping in.
If I what?
So sign us off.
So
tell everybody goodbye.
Oh,
I mean, you can like say something, you can say whatever you want. As a closer, and we'll have no idea.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have 6 million listeners from all across the globe that tune into Road Tripper. And it is Richard and Channing.
Okay.
Road Tripper.
Okay.
Road Channing.
Bizi dinlediğiniz için hepinize çok teşekkür ediyoruz. Road Trip'inden iyi akşamlar. Ve hvala vam puno što ste nas gledali i slušali i doviđenja iz Road Trip'ina.
Look it up. Transcribe it,
yeah,
people.
Transcribe
There's another
it,
edition
don't.
Of Road Trippin'.
Hey, Road Trippin' fans, don't forget, we're working with a t-shirt company that you may have seen around. Amich. They're the ones that are responsible for LeBron's Ultimate Warrior shirt and many of the college designs you see on tees. As they pay homage to great moments in sports and inspiring stories, go check out their NBA Jam tees at Amich.com. You're sure to be inspired, and we'll get a kick out of their special design for Richard and Channing, along with three other designs specific to the Road Trippin' fam. Get them while they're still in stock at homage.com.